Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where if you see the title or the poster over here on my side, you know that we are talking about the new Mummy movie that just opened today. Now, are you ready for this? I hope you are, because this is going to be an intense review, and I just want to prepare you for that. I want to prepare you for the trailer. I want to prepare you for the movie. And I really want you to stay with me all the way to the end, because the score I'm giving this will definitely surprise people. You've seen me go high, you've seen me go low, you've seen personal opinions differ from deputy opinions, and you're going to see that a lot today too. Now, what does that mean? Well, for starters, just the title-wise, we are talking about Lee Cronin's The Mummy, the new 2026 Mummy movie, and it's a lot of what you see in the trailer is just a snippet of what to expect in this movie. Now, to preface, before we even get into the trailer, before we get into the movie, before we get into any of the descriptions of what is going on here, it is important to say that I do not recommend eating a meal right before watching this movie. I do not recommend even eating popcorn or candy during this movie, because this takes gore to a new level. Like, if you have watched or go back and check out my review on Bring Her Back, this one steps it up from that. This was gore level to the point that I almost had to turn away, where I was like, ugh. Where it's like one eye closed, one eye open, where I'm just kind of like, ugh. I mean, I was grossed out. There's one scene that was so bad, I was gagging. I'm serious. I'm just like, I mean, that's fake there, but this takes intensity up to an entirely new level. Now, if you are hoping to see this, thinking it's going to be a continuation of the Brendan Fraser Mummies, absolutely not. There's no connection. If you are thinking this is going to be a continuation of the Tom Cruise movie, The Mummy, no continuation. This one stands entirely on its own. And the thing is, it's a mummy movie, but it's not a mummy movie. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we're going to be getting a little bit more into that too. You know me, no spoilers ever. I would never spoil a movie. But what this one does is beyond disturbing. So let's jump in with the trailer on this one, and then we'll get into this a little deeper.
Can I get two slices of pizza?
No.
Of course, honey.
No, you never ever finished two.
Hello?
Mr. and Mrs. Cannon. I'm Deputy Chief of the U.S. Embassy. Your daughter, Katie, has been found. She's alive.
Now, think about this for a second. If your daughter had gone missing, what would you do to get her back? And I just hit stop instead of...
Again, can I get two slices of pizza?
We're into it.
No.
Of course, honey.
No, you never ever finish two.
Hello?
Mr. and Mrs. Cannon. I'm Deputy Chief of the U.S. Embassy.
He said, my bad.
Your daughter Katie has been found.
But that's where I kind of get into the whole thing. If your child went missing, well, how far would you go to get them back? And what if the person you got back was not your daughter? I mean, well, it's the body of your daughter, but not your daughter. But yeah, let's delve into this a little bit deeper. Like I said, no spoilers ever.
She's alive.
Being Blumhouse, you know,
it's very important you fully prepare yourselves for what you're about to see.
Now, when I saw this in the trailer from the studio who brought you Weapons sucked. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat that. So when I saw this, I was having to temper my expectations for this movie, and I think I did so accurately, but I still had high hopes just based on the things that play out in this trailer.
No sudden moves. No loud noises.
Hey, butterfly. It's Mom and Dad.
Here we are been missing for 8 years.
What was our daughter doing in a 3,000-year-old sarcophagus?
She just needs our care and lots of love.
How many others were found?
57.
How many of them were still alive?
What happened to Katie? What really happened to her?
And they quickly realize that what really happened might be more than they can accept or even understand. As like I said, as this plays out, it reveals that it's less of a typical mummy movie. I mean, it's still a mummy movie, but not in the traditional sense. And though there's not a lot of jump scares, there are some very intense scenes.
Don't worry, Grandma. It's fun to be dead.
Now, I have to admit, that's one of my favorite lines from this trailer. I actually made it into a little short over on the Movie Deputy channel of the whole thing. Don't worry, Grandma. It's fun to be dead. I know that's really creepy and stuff, but it's like I just kind of found that entertaining.
I just want my daughter back.
Now this one, just like I said, it takes it up a whole nother level. Now, as this movie was playing out, and obviously, I mean, if you hadn't already guessed it, this movie is getting a guilty rating. It has an R rating. Honestly, it should be NC-17. I do not recommend this movie for anybody who is not a full-fledged adult. This would be pure nightmare fuel for any younger audiences or a lot of adults, honestly. If you are religious, I do not recommend this movie. If you are squeamish, I do not recommend this movie. If you are sensitive to cruelty to animals because of some of the things happening in this movie, I do not recommend this movie. If you are squeamish to blood, I do not recommend this movie. If you have a fear of bugs, I do not recommend this movie. Now, so why am I recommending this movie? Sorry, excuse me. Well, we're going to get into that a little bit further here. But as this was carrying on, this movie made me think of four other movies that, I mean, not directly tied together. So I'm trying to unlock my phone here. Referring once again to my notes. But as this movie was playing out, I thought of Mummy. So different pieces from different Mummy movies. I thought of The Exorcist for kind of obvious reasons. I thought of Pet Sematary. Now, I'll let you figure that one out. And then I thought of Poltergeist. Think of the creepiest scenes of all of those movies. Take the creepiest scenes and say that they're at about a 7 level on a volume scale. This movie turns them up to a 10. Now, there were times during this movie that I wanted to give it a 9. Like, this is probably, you know, I need to fully explain to people, this movie is disturbing on every level, but it has done so in certain scenes excellently. It's absolutely extraordinary in certain scenes. But I also have to acknowledge there are huge plot holes. Huge. That just, what we see in the trailer, it builds you up, but a lot of the exciting stuff in the movie happens in the first 10, 15 minutes. The first 20 minutes. And then it slows down and it kind of drags out. And you're just kind of along for the process and just watching all of this play out and what happens. And then it builds up again towards the end because you're realizing that it's finally going to answer the question of what happened. But even as that is revealed, you're just kind of both left going, and you can probably hear in the trailer that sound of like what feels like two pieces of plastic wrap that are stuck together, kind of being pulled apart. Let me reassure you, what is happening is not plastic wrap being pulled apart. It is something much gorier, much worse, much spine tingling, goosebumps, just blah, on every level imaginable. But kind of the basic storyline here, and you know me, no spoilers ever. This family, the dad is a TV correspondent, and they live over in Cairo, and their little girl ends up going missing. I won't go to get into the details of that because that would be a spoiler. But so they move back to the United States, but they never give up hope that their daughter will be found, and they get a call 8 years later that not only has their daughter been found, but she's been found alive, only she was found in a 3,000-year-old sarcophagus. But wait, she's only been missing 8 years, so how was she found in a 3,000-year-old sarcophagus? We're not talking time travel and kind of all that stuff here, but what we're talking about is something much darker. And though they get their daughter back, she is not the daughter that they remember. And things quickly devolve in the family life, in their home life. They have their son who was alive when Katie went missing. They have Seb, Sebastian. And then Maud, the mom was pregnant when Katie went missing. And so that's the other little sister. Her name is Maud. And so the siblings are adjusting to having Katie home. The parents are adjusting to having Katie home. And Katie's trying to adjust to being home, only Katie's not Katie. So can they get Katie back? Is she lost? What's happening? And as that starts to reveal itself, and as the secrets to what really happened start coming out, it just, like I said, there's a lot of plot holes here. And so there are scenes in this movie that I truly wanted to give this a 9, but there are those scenes that just almost made me turn away that would be stretching to give it a 2. But like I said, if you are sensitive to any of those things I mentioned, to religion, to gore, to animal, to things happening to animals, to just basic, like I said, blood and gore, to bugs, to any of this type stuff, this is not a movie about history. There is nothing here having to do with history. They talk about a few Egyptian folklores and stuff like that and some things like that that are happening, but it's not a main part of the story. What's happening to Katie is, or what has happened to Katie, is something beyond that. And when it's all said and done, it takes us to a place that, I'm trying to think, how do I want to word this? It leads us into the idea at the end of this movie that there's going to be more to come. I, for one, am hoping that there will be a sequel, and I'm hoping it will live up to the absolute insanity that this was. The theater had a pretty good crowd when I went to the theater to see this like everybody else. And when it was all said and done, there were very few people left in there because this movie made people that uncomfortable. So if this is one that you do decide to see, come into this expecting it's going to make you uncomfortable in a lot of really effed up ways. There's a lot of curse words. There's a lot of violence. This movie is not for the faint-hearted. This movie is not for the meek. This movie is not for the sensitive. This movie, you want to go to this movie if you want to be uncomfortable, if you want to have that part of your imagination just stretched beyond what you're comfortable with. But if you come into this knowing that, you are going to be surprised. So one of the things with the Deputy Scale, like I was sharing on our 12th anniversary edition, is there's one score that I give, and it has to deal with the plot being good, with it being memorable. Trust me, this is not a movie that you'll forget, but the plot has questionable content. Now, you probably know what number I'm talking about if you caught my recent episode. This movie definitely has that. This movie definitely has the plot with questionable content on multiple levels. But on the scenes that it delivers, boy, does it deliver. This honestly is probably, for the intensity of the story, it's probably one of the best Mummy movies. Just because of the intensity of what is going on here. But that same intensity will also repel a lot of the audience. Now, I was absolutely vilified for the scores that I've given some other, like, really gory, violent movies like Deadpool. Honestly, I give Deadpool an 8 out of 10. And so people expect that my scores are going to necessarily dictate who that this is going out towards. Not necessarily, because I really judge it based on the movie. And though there were the plot holes and stuff in this one that are absolutely undeniable, the intensity of the scenes that are done and how they are done, they just pull you in. And so that's probably why it's like, I really debated. I watched this last night and I really debated. I'm like, I even told my husband, I'm giving it this score. And he's like, but you're supposed to be the person that, like, reviews movies for everybody and your scores are based on that. And I'm like, no, my scores are based on the movie, regardless of my personal opinions of the movie. And sometimes that's really hard to separate. Personally, it's like I'm really stuck between like a 9 and a 2, just kind of zoop, 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 zoop. Critically, just based on the movie, just based on the details. If you are coming into this expecting a traditional Mummy movie, you're going to be disappointed. If you come into this expecting a movie based on what I'm describing here to you, I think you are going to be pleasantly surprised. Because I gave The Mummy a 7.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Yes, you heard that right. I'm giving Lee Cronin's The Mummy a 7.25. Of course, like I said, guilty rating, NC. It's rated R, but it easily should be NC-17 plus because everything about this movie is uncomfortable. So if you get a chance and this is one you want to go see, I hope this has helped you. If you haven't done so already, please click subscribe and turn on that notification bell to get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And thank you for staying with me throughout these Mummy movies as we were getting ready to unveil this one. And I will be back tomorrow with another movie for you. Which one will it be? You'll have to come back and find out. Bye, everybody.